Yes, yeah, so Come Away. David Oyelowo was the guest on the show last week. You'd seen the film then, I hadn't. This is a fantasy drama directed by Brenda Chapman, who comes from she directed Brave, ended up sharing credits with Mark Andrews. It's from a script by Marissa Kate Goodhill, which draws upon Lewis Carroll and J.M. Barrie. And it, as David Oyelowo explained, it imagines a world in which Peter Pan and Alice in Wonderland are siblings. David Oyelowo and Angelina Jolie are parents. As I said, David Oyelowo was on the show last week. There is a child in whose shadow Peter seems to walk, and tragedy will befall. Here is the clip.
What's this? Dear Mr. Littleton, it is my duty to inform you that your son Peter is currently failing all his subjects. Peter.
I know what she thinks. I may not be David, but I'm not a duffer.
Peter, who said anything about David? If you were a duffer, would you be able to recite a complete index of British naval vessels from the last decade in under 5 minutes? Would you be able to construct a fully functioning model galleon in a bottle? Unlike your siblings, I might add. Eh?
I'm not in trouble then.
Of course you're in trouble.
So, as I said before, what the film attempts to do is to take these kind of classic stories and reimagine them. There is a death, the family is then traumatized. Angelina Jolie's character starts drinking from a bottle that's for adults only. David Oyelowo's character goes back to his gambling ways. Anna Chancellor is Aunt Eleanor, who wants to take the young girl and turn her into what we used to refer to as a proper little madam. The cast includes Michael Caine, Derek Jacobi, Clark Peters. The source material is endlessly reinterpretable. I mean, if you're a regular listener to this show, you'll know that I've gone on many times about The Mad Monkey, which is a kind of reimagining of Peter Pan. And so all of this sounds very, very promising. It's a great cast. It's a great idea. It looks good on paper. I have to say, I found the film very disappointing. It never found its feet for me. I spent most of the time watching it, and I don't know how you felt about this, Simon. I spent most of the time watching it thinking, why is it that none of this is gelling? Why aren't all those, why isn't that cocktail of stuff working? And I think there's two reasons. Firstly, I think that the script actually doesn't really know what to do with the things to which it's referring. So it's kind of nodding its head towards classic stories that we all know we're all ready to have reimagined, but it doesn't really know what to do with them. Secondly, I don't think it gets the measure of the balance between the real, the imaginary, the fantastical, the morbid, the strange, the ordinary. I think it bungles that. And thirdly, despite the fact that I think it's a really good cast and, you know, wonderful diversity in the cast and performers whose work I really admire, I never believed in any of the characters for a moment. And at one point I was trying to convince myself, well, maybe there is a pantomime element to this, maybe that's the point. But then, you know, you think about the recent adaptation of The Secret Garden. Okay, that was no masterpiece, but it still managed to negotiate the thing between the real and the imagined, the magical and the down to earth. And I think that anyone could watch that and be drawn in by it. I mean, yes, in this there are pirates, there are tea parties, but they seem weirdly incidental. The plot seems needlessly convoluted without actually going anywhere. I mean, it was a real disappointment because after I'd heard David Oyelowo talking about it so enthusiastically in your interview with him, I really wanted it to, you know, to transport me. And I'm afraid it didn't. I'm afraid it left me very cold indeed. How did you find it?
It was one of those less of the sum of its parts. There are so many interesting things going on. There are some moments that I enjoyed, particularly where you see a particular woodland scene or a scene by a lake and you see it through the kids' eyes. And so they see a huge galleon, actually it's just a boat, yeah, a tatty old boat. They see bows and arrows and dangerous swords. Actually, they're just fighting with sticks. And that's where the kind of the animation background of the director came in. But I agree with you about the family construct, which I didn't, I found the children sort of quite mannered and I didn't, sadly. I mean, you know, the extraordinary cast. Michael Caine, I mean, he's only in it for like 45 seconds with an incredible moustache. Derek Jacobi turning up. But yes, I mean, sadly, I mean, I really, really wanted to like it. I love David Oyelowo. I think Angelina Jolie is great. But it sort of fell apart in between the scenes, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I know. I completely agree. I just wanted to be entranced and taken away, and I just wasn't. And of course, the other thing that's kind of strange is the title, you know, Come Away, which I believe is the reference, you know, Come Away, O Human Child, to the What in the Wild, you know, because, the world's so more full of weeping than you, which is such a beautiful thing, that sentiment, because of course that echoes throughout Steven Spielberg's AI. It's Auden, isn't it? And so I was really ready to be transported and really disappointed that I wasn't. It is a real shame because there's a lot of talent in that film, but it just doesn't work.